שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 2, The Purpose of Society, 2, page 12.
היות שהאדם נברא עם כלי שנקרא אהבה עצמית, ובמקום שאדם אינו רואה,
since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest movement. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force, so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by seeing each friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly, so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim that they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing, one should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious, but in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet to small people, during the assembly, one should be wary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvikut with the Creator. And concerning dvikut, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal matter. But when there is someone who is not from the society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.
Everybody has a text in front of them. You can read it and ask. Are there any questions? Or Gershon?
Before I ask, I just want to express my gratitude for being here in the meeting with you and the friends here. I was very inspired with a meal today, and I was very envious. I saw friends disseminating all over the world. Friends were chosen to see to the society, and I saw that I'm not there. And that really kind of made me nervous, but in a good way, and I'm grateful for it. But I don't know what to do with it. What do you do with it?
With what exactly?
I also want to bestow upon society. I want to work in dissemination. I do, you know, I have my schedule. I do in dissemination. What I should, I contribute to society. What I should. Everything's very clear. But I want to be great like the friends. So what do I do with it?
You have to ask society. Is there room for you to add? Or in quantity or in quality, you can say, I have no more hours, but maybe I can do something with a bit more quality to bestow to society. When you're bestowing to society, you're bestowing to your vessel. According to that, you'll get a response. All in all, what's revealed is in that vessel you're building. We just say that it's bestowing to others, dissemination, but actually, it's words in order to confuse our ego. That we will have actions that are supposedly a bit disconnected from the ego. Because if it was obvious to you that you're doing it to yourself, so you'd put all your spiritual work in your ego. You'd already be reaching a state of a klipa. Yeah.
I understand intellectually, but my heart can feel it.
It's clear the heart doesn't feel, but whoever read this article 10 years ago and is reading it today, so he sees as much as now, he is closer to what Rabash wrote here. That before he didn't really understand this process, and now he does. Now he understands because he felt it inside him, the way it works. That's how you advance. Yeah.
This is why I started with thanking for the opportunity from the bottom of my heart. But when I go home, still, I'm just afraid I'll lose it without anything happening with it, you know. The day-to-day life goes by. I do what I do normally on weekends, and I'm afraid of losing it all week long.
No, that's, you can't do that.
So what do?
You have to get used to not being afraid. You'll have descents, you'll have ascents. You just have to not lose that line where you're directed to the Creator. Like when you go on some road and the road is bumpy and, how do we call it? Yeah, bumpy road, winding road. And you're just, you know, just driving on it. But it's clear to you that you're driving. And there's no other way. And every ascent or descent is correcting your vessels more and more and more. That every time you're advancing and coming closer to the goal. That's why, don't think about how to feel convenient. Think that every moment, with every bump, you're coming closer to the goal. And the number of ascents and descents is measured in advance towards each and every one. That's from the root of your soul. Yeah.
Now, on the contrary, I don't want to feel comfortable, complacent. I'm concerned with not working with this awakening I just described.
Use that awakening, but don't determine what states you want to see. Just determine one thing, that any state I'll be in, I want to be in 100% adhesion, and no matter what state comes. That is the correct attitude. Okay? Yeah?
Who is the uninvited guest? Because we are inviting everyone.
That is speaking about a 10 that, let's say, is there and somebody joins in. and you can't throw him out, so he sits down and wants to be with you. So you're already not speaking about the inner heartful connection between you, but you think of something that is more related to participating with him. The other thing, an uninvited guest, can be your an uninvited guest inside, that suddenly you find a new person inside of yourself that doesn't want to be connected in that group connection, and you can't deal with him. So you try as much as possible to distance him from that connection in your gathering.
What's bad about talking about the connection between us with a new person?
If somebody comes to your family and you want to speak about something between you and your wife that doesn't influence you, doesn't disturb you, that there's something...
I understand.
Okay, good. No, that's a good example. You have to bring it closer to a person. Okay. What do you want?
In connection to what Gershon said, with states of despair that you feel even after you do the maximum and you're still in a state of despair. What do you do with it?
You're in a state of despair. You're in this state for a few decades already, so.
More and more so.
And this, you'll be like this till the end of your life. So what? Stop whining. This is called a fool sits with his hands crossed and devouring his flesh.
I know it's my default state.
It's not a default.
But I don't know what else to do. I'm serious.
You have to shut your eyes and go into society as if you don't exist. You disappear there. You just disappear. You hear what they're saying. You feel what they're feeling. But you disappear. That is the only thing that can save you. Now sit down and do this all the time. That's it. Don't ask anything anymore. We're sick of your questions. It's endless. Here, you have another friend, yeah.
In the article, he says, in order to be integrated in one another, each one should annul his self before the others. Can you explain why there can't be hitkalelut, inclusion without annulment? Because we don't have the strength to annul ourselves.
It's the law of nature. I'm entirely thinking of myself, 100%, that I'll integrate with someone. I have to make room within me from my ego that's only thinking of myself 100%. That I'll think of myself 80%. And then 20% of my desire, I make room to absorb what the friend wants.
Afterwards, he writes that each one should see his friend's merits. Is that a form of annulling?
Otherwise, how I integrate in him, from him? How will I do that? How can I take something from him if I don't see him more successful, stronger, understands more, feels more, advances more? How will I integrate?
How do you annul the thought that one who thinks he is a little higher? How do you cancel this thought? Because it's inside a person.
He needs to convince himself. To convince himself that true, I have my own mind and feeling, but there's also people that, not that they're important in my eyes, but for sure they have something that I don't have, and I have to integrate in them. That on one hand. The other hand, I'd say, all friends are parts of your soul. If you aren't included from them, you aren't receiving these parts. That all in all, these parts, you attain the Creator through them. That's it. So don't integrate. Stay in your pride. What do you have? Your dear donkey will stay with you. You have a point in the heart and a donkey. If you don't exchange it with the group, that next to the point in the heart you'll have a group, another 10 donkeys, but they're not donkeys because you're annulling yourself to integrate in them. Then it turns out that instead of that you get an Adam, a system that resembles the Creator. Otherwise, nothing.
Is it up to me to make room for the friends inside?
Mechanically do all kinds of actions the Torah enters in, because the light works on you too. You have to take into account the actions of the light that reforms. Okay? What, Galik?
This week I heard that in Switzerland they developed
Adam Yatsa Mi Zug Ehad.
Researchers concluded that all humanity emerged from one couple.
So
they're saying that the story in the Torah that's written that is true.
Good for the Swiss. What next?
Yeah, and they talk and they speak to a rabbi.
Okay, and there's a rabbi. Wow.
So they ask him about it. But there, the researchers saw that it took place 20,000 years ago.
20,000 years ago.
And the Torah says it happened, that the whole world exists for 6,000 years. How do you explain it?
Yeah. What, I have to explain this?
No. They asked the rabbi on television.
Okay, and what did he say?
He started saying nonsense. So, now is such a time when we can, well, you can.
Why should I get in there?
That's my question. Should we or should we not answer?
We don't need to just sit quiet. Do your work according to what Rabash writes, and that's it. What do you need those Swiss with their rabbi there? Garek, come on.
No, I'm just asking. Yeah.
This isn't an opportunity to disseminate. Don't get in there. Let go.
No, I'm not going to get into it. I just thought maybe there is such a thing that...
You thought that there's an opportunity.
Whether it's an opportunity, it's worthwhile or not.
It's tiny little things. Nobody pays attention to that. Today, humanity doesn't care. 20 years, 6,000, 1,000, as if it's important for people today. Who cares that there were some couple 20,000 years ago? What? It's so close to us. What? It's nothing. I don't know where they took that from. From their brain? Or from archaeologists from digging?
They didn't say it, but what I understood was that it was through experiments on genes.
Okay, that's they're
in genetics.
Changing their opinions every day. There's no reason to deal with them. Such things they don't even read. I start reading and just let go. There's no point. It's from today to the next day, it's all changes.
Rav, what is frivolity? What is the meaning of frivolity?
That you go after your ego.
It says there that they're sitting, and within them there's a burning fire.
No, burning fire isn't frivolity. Burning fire is that by importance of the goal, we aim ourselves in a way that we unite and want to break through, break ahead, to overcome our ego towards a goal. But frivolity means that we're flowing with our ego the way it takes us. Speak about soccer.
So how can there be a burning fire and frivolity comes in?
That's done to you on purpose every time that you can scrutinize more and more vessels. Those, all the obstacles come from the Creator for you to want to advance, for you to want to get help from Him, because otherwise you won't acknowledge Him. He does this, all these concealments, the problems, for you to need Him. Okay, what else do we want according to the article to ask? Yes.
He writes that there should be equality between them so they can annul before each other. Can you explain this?
What conditions do we need in order to annul before one another? That whoever is greater than one, than me, I want to annul towards him. In his eyes, I'm greater than what he considers himself, so he wants to annul before me. And it has nothing to do with the great state or not. It has nothing to do with it. I remember with the Rabash, the way he used to, he was willing to annul. You can't see any greatness in him, anything less than the smallest person. He could make himself anything. Obviously, it's from knowing the greatness of the friend that he saw his root and his importance in the general vessel, and the Creator that brings the friend to him. So that's how he can respect him. I can disregard him as, well, with all of his confusions and what he's doing there, that's something else. But on behalf of the group, on behalf of the ten, it must be as a diamond, a very important possession. First of all, it's part of my soul, for sure. That if I connect to him, I'm connecting to the soul. And the Creator is there in the connection between us. So as much as we integrate in one another, I will be there closer to revealing the Creator. That in practice, it is what we need to discover. We need to feel that. I understand it sounds as words that are empty, but that's the way it is. It will be revealed in a few years. That's how it's revealed. Yes, Amnon.
Rabash writes that only when you're not with the friends, it's best not to show the intention in their hearts on the outside and be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walking humbly with the Creator. Why is it so? So what does it mean to walk humbly in this way?
That you conceal it, that you're humble about it. Nobody has to know what inner states you're in, that you're yearning for the Creator, that you're yearning for connection, that you have an ability now. Why do you have to show it to strange people? important things for you, you conceal from them, right between us. I know where you're hiding those few dollars there. But that's between us. You don't tell me, I don't tell, I won't tell anybody. But that's the way it is, right? So, because it's dear to you, it's important, it's precious for you. And this isn't so, you're willing to just tell everybody. He got excited. I'm telling you, don't worry.
I'm just saying, I see that if you sit with a group of friends and a stranger comes, I should immediately stop talking about spirituality and talk about corporeal things.
Yeah, instantly.
So I'm just saying, why should it be this way? What does it mean to walk humbly?
So, oh, guys, I forgot to tell you something, what happened yesterday, and that's it. Just go with it.
He writes that it sounds like something simple, but that there are higher interpretations of it, to walk humbly with the Lord your God and being humble with my society.
Not your society. There's an alien force there. That alien force can take all of your connection into the klipa. You don't understand what system you're in. So he's advising you to do this. You do this and you'll succeed, even though now you can't see the heaviness or the necessity in what he's saying. But do it. That's it. And in this way, you can guard yourself. Doesn't matter, it could be a good person. Doesn't matter.
I just want to ask, I can talk about myself. When I'm here, of course, I'm in the kedusha and everything, but most of the time we are outside.
It doesn't matter if you're here or on the outside. You have a ten. That is the most intimate, the closest, most dear part to you than anything you have in reality. There is nothing closer, nothing more belonging and personal than this ten. Even though you don't feel or recognize it or feel connected to it. That's the soul. A person has no more than his soul. It is your eternal form of existence. And you are in it. But you just don't feel it. And you have to now acquire these feelings to come back to awareness. Now you're not aware yet. You're not awakened. You have to bring yourself back to be awakened. So do what the Kabbalists are advising you. Save time and efforts.
Thank you.
Oh, Erez. In the morning I didn't see you.
I was here. Rabash has given us a type of codes and rules of the game.
It's not codes. It's you have no idea as much as Kabbalists write everything for you. Just, I look at this and I don't see that. I can read it, but inside, dead. I don't feel what he's writing about. It doesn't open any feelings inside. But it's not codes. Yeah.
What is he trying to direct us? When we show a serious face, but because of the need to conceal ourselves, we have to show like there's frivolity toward each other. On one hand, I have to show I'm serious. On the other hand, no, it's not good. It's too much. You need some frivolity.
No, not a bit. He's saying there's an alien force in the tent. You all have to speak about something alien. If there's only the ten, he wants to emphasize as much as the ten is a place like your bedroom. That's it. It's where you and your wife are there. That's it. There's such a term, right, in humanity. This is my private place. That's it. That is your soul.
What should we act? Is it a type of acting?
So don't speak about things that have nothing to do with the connection between you. When you're with your wife, and somebody comes, some person comes to visit, you'll speak about what happens in the connection between you? No. So what is there to explain? What, we're not adults, it's a... Wait, I don't remember who was Rami.
We need some help understanding the practice of annulment. I remember when I came to Nimbauch, everyone seemed great to me. There was magic here. A few years later, you see, this guy's like this, this guy's like that, the new ones are, forget about it.
Why?
The ego grows.
The Creator is giving you an opportunity to annul. First, He did it for you Himself. Now He's giving you, He's lowering that importance of society before you, so you can complete it on your own.
I don't understand the practice toward myself, and I don't have examples in front of me. Like, for example, Senka sitting here, and there's Regev. What can Senka do to annul before Regev, or equalize with him? How is it expressed? I understand Regev, who's been here for 5 or 6 years, sees Senka like God. I understand this. I was there. I am there. But the other way, and here too, he writes that someone who's great, feels he's great, can't merge, can't include him.
I can't explain to you how the Rabash used to annul before me. You can't even believe it. From his greatness, he needed that for his spiritual work.
What exactly should you annul?
Relate to him at least like a part of your soul.
You can think of a friend like your child and tend to him and care for him and want for him and be happy for him.
Forget about concern and...
But you're not feeling that you're canceling him or something.
You're annulling your feelings towards him like a stranger and relating to him as someone important for you. Then you'll start feeling that towards all of humanity.
When society has a goal, you can forget about yourself and simply identify with the goals of the society.
If you have such a goal, you have to do that towards other friends.
Toward the cloud of the society, a person can sympathize.
A cloud is nothing. It's everybody. It's I love humanity. I love everybody, you know? All the people in the Knesset say that.
A country, a sports team, a person can...
You have a 10 and each and every one, and only them. You have to love them.
What exactly should I cut in me and put in him in order to be in the society?
Your stinking ego. That he will be more important in your eyes than yourself, like a baby to the mother. If you don't do such exercises, nothing will help you. Okay? Wait. We had someone here, we told him to wait. Yeah, you.
I wanted to ask something else, but now, what you just said to Rami, a week ago I had a different tent.
Doesn't matter. Every day it can be a different tent. What do I care? I'm not looking at the faces. I'm looking at an opportunity the Creator gave me to annul.
I don't understand how I cannot look at the faces.
You do exercises, and the light that reforms will finish the job. That's called the Creator will finish the job for me.
Can I ask about what you said before? He said there's an uninvited guest who is internal, meaning there's an internal desire that can be an uninvited guest.
That's a bit more complex. Let's let go of that for now. Shamil.
Good afternoon, Rav.
What Rami's question was, you know, it's very true. In the beginning, when we see the friends, it's on such high levels of greatness we see them. And then as time passes, so it changes, you know, the Creator gives you different picture. My question is, Rav, if I'm in annulment with the friends, do I see them as the greatest, just like I saw them in the beginning?
If you annul yourself before the friends, you start seeing that it's the Creator playing with you. The way He raises them and lowers them in your eyes. You're in a game with Him, with ping pong. The society is in the middle. He's on one side, you're on the other.
But I want to see the friends really as the Creator behind them. I want to see them. Yes, there is a different picture shown to me. But I want to overcome. I want to see them as the greatest. How do I attain this level?
I don't know how you attain. That's not to me. I have to make efforts. What the Creator did for us to do, so do it.
Efforts in what, Rav?
Efforts to see them great, to connect with them, to see them as part of my soul. What we were speaking about. What?
Yosef from Afula is asking, when I annul, another friend uses this annulment for his own benefit.
So you have another burdening of the heart. That's great. Don't relate it to the friends. Relate it to the Creator. He brings you to the good fortune, says, take this for yourself. Meaning, this is how we are going to act. Or play. You on one side, me on the other. Let's see how you annul towards society. If you annul towards society, you're in connection with me. That's my condition.
No.
What?
Yosef says, in the group, there's one who has frivolity. We ask him to stop disturbing us, and he says, go to the craftsman and made him. And that's been going on for years. What should we do?
Send them to the artist that made him. I'm serious. There's a limit as much as you can suffer frivolity. There are things that we need to be very serious about, very heartful. And also in this, there's being humble. That maybe we don't speak from the bottom of the heart, but the heart is burning, like he says in a different article. But it's still clear that he's burning inside and on the outside. He's humbling himself. He's concealing it. That too, but we'll get into this. We'll speak about it. I don't want to jump here at once. Yes.
A question about the 10. There's a friend from the Haifa group that every Saturday and Sunday he comes to Petah Tikva. He's got a 10 in Haifa, and we added him to our 10. Is it a problem?
No, it's not a problem. I'm saying every day you can have a new 10. We were speaking about it, the random 10s, constant 10s. I don't care.
When you talk about friends, it's not a problem between us.
All in all, no.
Thank you. I understand the work in the 10 when the Creator makes me see all kinds of feelings, negative feelings toward them. I'm trying to understand the purpose that I get blows from the outside, other than attributing them to the Creator. What work do I have with this?
The vessel is very complex. It has 10 sefirot in height, 10 sefirot in horizontal and vertical. a lot of discernments, and all those spiritual discernments are felt in our internality. And we're not aware as much as this is connected to that and why it's felt in an external way, an internal way, and so on. That is something that it'll be revealed later on in perception of reality. When you start feeling that is all part of your soul and there's nothing between you and the Creator, and then it'll all be clear. But until then, you will need to deal with it, to take it above reason, as we say.
On my degree, what should I do now? What should I do now? Say that there's none else besides him and accept it this way. Thank you. That's it. What do we do next with this article? You want to repeat it? You want to keep going? Yes, Akoka? I wanted to ask about the ability to realize what we are reading in the books. What decides, what determines if I can implement what I just read in the article? If I can do it in practice, and then once they have, you have to try to extract from here as much as you can, things to rely on. I understand this, but many times it stays clear what you need to do, but you can't make yourself do it. It's like you have no, I can't explain it. Yeah, many times we know we need to do something, but we haven't the strength to do it. It's because we're not included in society, and we're not receiving through it the power. Within us, of course, there's no strength. So where's the problem in this lack of connection with society? Yes, through society you receive the strength. So society determines if you can realize it. The society doesn't determine, you determine towards society. If you are null before it in practice, you decide how much and strength you'll receive from it. Can I determine if I succeed in doing what I'm reading about? Let's say I read you reading what Rabash wrote. Can I decide if I succeed in doing this or not? It's not in your hands to decide if you succeed or not. It's in your hands to annul before society as much as you can in all kinds of ways to receive the strength. You annul in a corporeal manner before society, and in return you get spiritual strength. With the spiritual strength, you can do what he writes in the article. This is how it works. You have no powers. You need spiritual powers in order to do what he writes. And you get spiritual powers when you are null before society, and from them, through them, you get the reforming light to the extent of your annulment, and the reforming light comes, and with its power, you perform actions. So, on the practical level, this is in my hands, meaning if the society determines something for me, then it's in my hands to off. It's in your hands to be connected to the friends, not in your heart, but in your actions, in corporeality. What else can you do in this world to receive spiritual strength? To sit with society, to learn with them, to circulate and do something with the society. But it's with the society, in the society, as much as you can from within the ten. If you activate this mechanism egoistically, in as low, in a manner that is as low as possible, by this you activate the reforming light. So, can you make this distinguishment that everything relating to the physical things I need to do with my hands and legs, this depends on me, and everything related to the internality relates to the reforming light changing on me? and allowing me to have, yes. If you don't get strength from above, how will you do spiritual actions? By what? We have only one thing to do things in the ten. This is in our hands. This is why the Creator brings you to the good fortune, says, take this, etc. If you take it and do what you must, in the simplest way, totally, but together, that's the secret of success, together, then you awaken reforming light. So if we read an article, what does it mean? Because in the morning too, you said, you have to see how you take an article and begin to realize it, to implement it among you. So what does it mean now, besides reading it and extracting principles that we will rely on? What does it mean that we start to practice what we read? How do you get closer to each other? How do you discuss it? How do you all ask for it? Asking is the main thing. You ask for the strength, power of connection, to have one force within the ten, common property. And then accordingly, we can perform a spiritual action. What action? To unite even more. Uniting even more is asking even more.
To even get more spiritual force for what? To see as much as we're not connected. So we can ask even more, and so on. Nothing except for that. You don't need to do anything except for that. That's the whole spiritual work. Together, as much as we can, physically, emotionally, no matter which way, to integrate in order to see that we cannot do it, like Rabbi Shimon's students, that we can't do it, and to cry out, to ask, and then comes the light, and brings us closer and connects us. And then we see how we start connecting. Above the distance, above the separation, connection above the disconnection we had before. That is called studying Torah. That is how we study Torah. What does that mean? There's an evil inclination. The light that reform comes, that's called that we study Torah. I created the evil inclination. I created the Torah as a spice. What is that? Because the light in it reforms. Now we see how it reforms from these two states that we had before of separation and what we had now. Bring us closer. We study Torah, the actions of the Creator. Except for that, there is nothing. You understand? It's no actions, just that. And in this way, we open more and more of a need. And help from above, we ask, and He does it, we see a difference, study more Torah and more Torah, and reality is revealed. Okay? Eli.
Basically, he conditions a person's ability to cope with himself on the level of his itkalelut, mingling, merging with society. I don't understand how we can merge, be included in society. What internal action does it require of me? It's like you're facing a wall.
I understand, I feel it. We need more and more to think about it, about the importance of it, that without that we don't attain. When you were in school, did they do an exercise that if you wrote some kind of word incorrectly, so the teacher said, write this 20 times. What? Never happened to you? Too bad. Now you're going to have to do it. Write 1,000 times, all kinds of sentences, nice sentences about society, about friends, about the Creator being revealed, all kinds of things. Write it and write it and write it. But not automatically, but as much as you can from your mind and from your heart. Otherwise, what can you do? So, that's now you'll have something to do. Start feeling as much as you have a clean slate before you, and you must pour yourself what you have and what you don't have, that you have, that you don't, that you have, that you don't, this you don't need, you do need it, you want it, you need it, and so on.
So I write this, or different sentences?
Sentences and sentences and sentences. By this, you're chewing them inside. Okay.
Tov. No.
Shalom Rav. Shalom Chavarim.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. I wanted to ask a situation like this, when there's like a stone in me that's against society, and I see it, I want to connect with the friends, I want to feel them, and I feel how it opposes it. All of me doesn't want to connect. If I discover it, what do I do with it?
Of course you don't want it. So what's the innovation here?
Another question. Hatred, when I start hating friends.
No, no, wait. So you discover you don't want it.
Yeah,
what next?
But I do want to connect.
Then something else. You don't want to, but you know you need to.
Right.
So that's not a desire, that's a calculation. And then? So what do you do?
What do you do? You work with a 10, yes.
So why are you asking?
I'm asking what to do.
You just said, you ask, you pray.
But how do you ask the 10 to do it in prayer together?
Ask for the 10, turn to them, see what they say. They're also in such states. That's called prayer in the many.
And hatred that I find in myself to the friends, like I start condemning them. He's like this, he's like that, he doesn't do anything.
You pray for that too.
Is that the revelation of the evil inclination if I see it inside?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, what are we doing next? What do you say? What do you want?
What?
World Kli, I don't see any. Oh, yeah. Okay. Where are. Oh, Berlin we have today.
Berlin.
Oh, there's no question mark. Be'er Sheva.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm asking according to the number of people in the group.
Hello everyone, hello World Kli. I wanted to know, Rabash wrote about love of friends. Can it be implemented now? Did he write a desirable state? But in practice, it's hard to connect to his ideas.
Don't understand. No, wait. You said it. Akoka.
When I read the writings of Rabash, he writes about the desirable state that we should achieve. But when I look at me, I see the existing state I am in. So how can you realize it? Implement it.
No, obviously you implement it in society. You alone can't turn to the Creator. You can cry out to Him till tomorrow, even if you understood your problem 100%. Rabash writes here something, let's say it's clear, and I know, and it's clear to me that I'm not in it. So from this I have great sorrow. Why am I not in this? And then, no, wait. Put the microphone in your place. You listen. Now you're not listening to what I'm saying. You're already thinking about what you're going to say, so I won't let you speak anymore. That's it. Listen. I know what I'm lacking, and I'm exploding from my deficiency, meaning that I'm truly lacking some inner spiritual discernment, love, a tendency, something. It won't help as much as I sit and feel sorry for it. That's called the fool sittings with his hands crossed and devouring his flesh. Why is he the fool? He feels bad from spirituality that he wants to attain something that even love and connection and something. And he is sitting and devouring his flesh. Why? Because he's not connecting. He is not coming to the Creator. All of his cries are only into his flesh. Just like we see sometimes somebody just beating himself up about something, what do we say? Stop beating yourself up. Start doing something. In corporeality, we say it too. Same thing in spirituality. If a person is sorry alone, without integrating in society, without continuing it correctly, he's not touching the system. He's not touching the system. He doesn't invite the light upon himself. Because he's not working from activating the system. The light doesn't come to him. The system is a system. It's not that anything will be changed there because you're a good boy, because you're a nice person.
It
won't help. But only through a tent. Otherwise, you are as those fools that are sitting with their hands crossed, devouring their flesh. Is that clear? Good. It's very simple. You start working and activating the system through the tent. You're a king. You don't do it, you are the fool. Okay. Good, let's ask somebody else. Maybe that'll help.
Пожалуйста, если я записываю каждый день уроки ваши, ну вот тетрадь веду записи, и это помогает мне в продвижении. Вот как вы сказали сейчас.
I write down the lessons every day. Does it help you advance, like you said to Eli?
Yeah, it helps to write, to translate, to do something with the text. It really helps. Now, who do we have there? Moscow, I don't see people there, but let's say.
Rabash пишет о том, что на собрании
группы. Rabash writes that in the assembly of the group, it's very important to be serious. The state of seriousness, should it be expressed externally, or is it something internal?
Serious means that we try as much as possible in the connection between us, being aimed towards the Creator, towards the force of bestowal, to the force of connection and love. That's the Creator. There is no reality of the Creator. There is a term that is revealed in us, so we say, Bo'u, come and see. That's why that is what we're aiming towards. That is being serious about it. That's the direction we have to take.
Haifa.
Haifa.
I have two questions in the same direction. My tent is strong. Almost, we have 10 friends almost every day. In another tent, there are friends who come 2-3 times a week, and there's a friend there who was very loyal, and he weakened. He hardly comes to the lessons. Can we ask him to join us for a certain period so he gets stronger?
Yeah, you can do it. There is such a thing.
Because we are a strong 10, can we add friends to us for a certain time in general, just so that friends get stronger?
To take them out of other 10s and bring them into you?
Yeah, so they get stronger because we come to the lesson every day, almost every, with all the 10 friends. And friends who are not, who don't have good habits, come in the middle of the lesson 2-3 times a week. And we have an atmosphere of work, like Akoka describes in his 10, for example.
Try. Ten is also 100,000 is also 10. Depends how we feel it. That's why it's not that we can't add another one or two into the 10. It's better to strengthen friends, to accept them, and that they can join in.
When the friends gather and an uninvited guest comes to the group, how does it influence them? Do they speak about the goal in his presence still, or what?
It's not good. They're learning from him frivolity towards a goal. That's it. That he doesn't care. There's people that don't care about the goal. There's people that will speak about them and they will disregard it. They will slander it. Why should I see such a thing? The fact there are people like that in the world, right? But now we're in the 10. Now we're building a place to reveal the Creator. So how can I agree that this person is there, just like a klipa, the sitra achra, just taking all of our sanctity and throwing it out? We also learn from him that you can not yearn, and it's always easier. It's not too bad if we won't be so addicted to the goal. That's why we're lowering ourselves and speaking about soccer. That's it. You have to really be careful from frivolity. If we're speaking about something, we can speak about dissemination, about something external, but not about the 10. Okay, we're done. What else are we doing? Well, let's do tests.
We're going to read in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 3.
Meaning, where's Danny? Roy? Everybody is
Ma virbana ben gizre yamsu את רוצה רצונם בתומותיבה, את רוצה רצונם בתומותיבה, ראו בנבורתו שיפורו לשמו, ראו בנבורתו שיפורו לשמו.